up anything you want. The toll-free number for you is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And JJ.
We invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we give to you there totally free. Unlike those other talk shows, they want to charge you for their website, $5, $6, $7 a month. It's ours. It's yours for free. So ours is yours. What ours? What is ours is yours. How about that? Our home is your home.
You communist.
So you can go and enjoy it. And, well, you know, I got no problem with people being communists on a voluntary basis.
Sure.
If somebody wants to share their stuff equally somehow, I don't think it's really possible to do.
As long as it's voluntary.
But that's, you know, that's their business. I don't care. And I think that that's why I'm an advocate of the free marketplace and not an advocate of one system. I don't know what system is the best. I don't know what system is going to work. I don't even know if systems work. But I do know that allowing people to try different things is a good idea. So 1-855-450-FREE is the number. For those of you just tuning in, we were sharing a story from rawstory.com about a what appears to be kind of a suburb of Detroit. But it's one of those things where it's its own city. It's right next to Detroit, though. So it's kind
urban
of like
sprawl, basically.
Yeah, yeah. So there's this place called Highland Park where the DTE Energy Company has already repossessed 1,400 streetlights as part of a deal to forgive $4 million in unpaid bills going back at least 5 years. Now, normally a power company doesn't forgive an unpaid bill. Like, if you don't pay your bill, that's gonna travel with you.
That's right.
You're not going to be able to open up a new account. They're not going to just, you know, take your car and say, oh, okay, well, now you don't owe us anymore. In this case, they're taking power, they're taking lighting poles, I mean, basically lights down, street lights. I don't know if they're taking the whole pole down, but they're certainly taking the lights, and they're saying to the city, okay, we're just going to take thousands of street lights, and then we'll go ahead and forgive you this $4 million debt you owe us, because we know you can't pay it.
That's right. They can't. Because they don't have any money. No one wants to pay taxes there because no one owns any houses.
Well, I mean, some people still own houses. They're desperately trying to sell them right
Ian,
now.
Ian, if I was to buy a house in Detroit or in this Highland Park area, what could I expect for a price to pay for a fine living arrangement?
Well, now, that is a good question, because if you want to figure out, if you want to find that out for yourself, I'll give you some prices here, but if you want to see this for yourself, go to Zillow.com. They're not an advertiser, but they should be, because it's a great site. It basically uses like a kind of a Google Map kind of thing where you can see little blips on the map that show you where the houses for sale are in any given area. So you punch in a location like Highland Park, Michigan, and it comes up, it shows it to you, and you can see houses in Highland Park for sale right now range all the way from $1, which is actually going to be a bidding process for an auction. But there's one here for $500. There's another for $400. The higher end, you can still get a high-end house for $65,000, $75,000, $80,000, but most of these houses are in the $10,000 range. For probably like more like $5,000 to $10,000. There's a couple there for $15,000, but you could basically get. I was just looking at one a moment ago. $10,000. You've got a duplex.
Wow, you can make money off of that. Wait,
I don't know if that's true. I don't know if you're making money off of it, but it's certainly at those prices. If there are people to rent to. In theory, you could make money off of it.
Can you tell from this website if those homes are bank-owned or if they're their owner?
I wish I could.
It doesn't
not reveal that information. But it sometimes will tell you what the taxes are here, and I'm not seeing those either. Because that's kind of an interesting question, right? Is, you know, once you get into one of these cheapy houses, what is the city of Detroit or Highland Park, in this case, going to actually jack you for on the tax bill?
Yeah, isn't it the case where a lot of these homes that have been foreclosed on and are basically owned or held by the bank, they have back taxes owed on them. So if you buy the home,
really?
You have to pay the back taxes. In some of the bidding process homes, that's how it's done.
Lovely.
You get a home for a dollar, but you've got $25,000 in back taxes to pay.
So I was looking at this one that I mentioned. It was a $10,000 home where you get it's basically a duplex. And what's interesting to look at Zillow, they have a little chart So you can punch up, you know, 5 years, 10 years, 1 year. You can adjust the chart to see, you know, what did this house cost 5 years ago? And of course, just there's this precipitous drop over time in the value of these homes. I mean, there was one that was like $130,000 to start with 5 years ago. It's now $10,000. So it's just, it's incredible.
It's on sale. It's a fire sale of homes.
The fire is right. Some of these homes do need a good coat of fire. I mean, they're really...
A good coat of
such,
fire?
They're in such bad shape because, you know, you've got a place now where there's no street lights, where already there was likely some level of crime going on because people are
I just think it's a funny way of saying it, though. A good coat
it
of
is
fire.
Funny.
Yes.
Yeah. But what has happened is you've got crackheads, people who are desperate for cash for drugs, for instance, going into these unowned homes or these owned homes that are just unoccupied and stripping copper out of them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they literally are taking everything but the kitchen sink out of this. They leave basically a shell of a home behind. It's nothing more than a big box, essentially, for somebody to live in. I mean, in a case like that, it's probably more affordable. Were you to be crazy enough to actually buy this property, it would probably make the most sense to just go ahead and raise the home, and by that I mean destroy, to destroy the home and build it from scratch rather than trying to get in and, like, re-add copper pipes and retrofit all the stuff that's gone missing. That's why some of these things have a dollar price tag on
them. That's right. In some cases, when people go in and strip a home, you can't really know exactly what damage they did to certain internal components of the walls and such, because until you go and strip off the walls and see what they had to do to get that copper tubing out, you know, you don't know. So the cost to repair these homes could be very expensive.
Now, here's another interesting graph that they show you over at Zillow.com on some of these homes. There's a tax paid. You look at different graphs. One is there's estimate where they decide what the house is worth based on whatever factors they decide. The listing price, so you can actually see, you know, they started listing it at this price, now it's at this price, and it shows you how much it's dropped over time, and then what the tax paid amount has been on the home, in this one home that's $10,000, the tax paid on the home has gone up over the last 2 years. So there, whoever owns that piece of property in 2008 paid $1,800 in taxes, and in 2010, over $2,000 in taxes. So that's going the wrong direction.
Yes.
The housing prices are plummeting, yet the city is raising tax rates.
They have to make money off of someone.
Well, apparently it's not working out because they're having their lights repossessed. According to the story over at rawstory.com, the city is trying to reduce their electric service so they can pay what they're currently paying, more than $60,000 per month, to only about $15,000 per month. Now, they haven't actually achieved reducing the electric bill. They're trying to. For obvious reasons, Highland Park residents have been worried about increased crime as the lights come down. A local businessman told the Detroit News that after they took the streetlights in front of my business, someone climbed onto my roof and stole an air conditioning unit.
Wow.
Says, I feel like...
That is hardcore.
I mean, there's money. There's big money there. And that's... We've been hearing about these things happening. Like, churches will just have AC units ripped off. And they must fetch at least a few hundred dollars on the black market because they're several thousand dollars brand new for these things. Especially commercial units. Who knows what you can get out of that? He says, I feel like I'm being punished. I've always paid my bills on time, but they took the streetlight away. Now, that's an interesting point, right? Because a lot of people will say, well, without the government, we wouldn't have running water. Without the government, we wouldn't have streetlights. Well, in Highland Park, you don't have streetlights, and you've still got a government.
Yeah.
A government that hasn't done anything for you except completely, you know, fleece you and extract money and obedience from you. And now they take away one of the most crime-reducing things a government could do, is put a light up somewhere. The police don't do crap for reducing crime, but lights actually do. Oh, we're not going to cut down the police department. We'll cut down on the streetlights. And so you've got all kinds of terrible things happening. And if we actually had a free market where protection services and electrical services and street services and parking lot services were provided by the marketplace in every instance, then it would be up to that business owner, be up to the person who owns that property to put up whatever kind of lighting structures they felt was appropriate to keep their customers feeling safe. You don't go to a Walmart parking lot and have to, kind of find your way through the dark to get to the front doors. The Walmart parking lot is well lit for a reason.
Yep.
More coming up here, 855-453. That's the toll-free number. This is Free Talk Live.
The first secret to success is recognize the opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
Hello again. I hope all is well. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. We're your source for gold and silver. Not much has changed since we last spoke. The economy remains in the tank. Unemployment is a national disaster, and there's zero leadership in Washington. Experts tell us that the stock market is headed towards 7,000. The deficit will continue to climb. Still, gold is expected to go to 2,000 by the first quarter. That'd put silver back nearing 50 bucks. Frankly, Scarlett, there are no solid options available beyond precious metals. Please give me a call, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, for an informative, no-pressure conversation. John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I look forward to hearing from you.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free. The number, 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the news updates. We'll clue you in whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can find out via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever way works best for you. Go to news.freetalklive.com and do that. It's free, of course. That's news.freetalklive.com. You've been hearing about Bitcoins on this program for a while now, and maybe you didn't quite know how to go about getting them. Well, now there's an easy way. You can get Bitcoins by depositing cash at thousands of banking locations across the U.S.,
And once you have your Bitcoins, you can then use them to pay anyone in the world with no transaction fees or third parties getting in the way. It works just like a person-to-person cash transaction, but digitally over the Internet. Learn more over at exchangebitcoins.com. You can get your hands on Bitcoins through exchangebitcoins.com. As we continue the news out of Michigan, things just keep spiraling down there. It's not getting better. The governments don't know what to do. They don't. Their answer is never, oh, we're the problem.
Of course not. They're so narcissistic and basically they have their heads up their butt that they can't see the problem. They can't understand that. They got an office to be this guy in the town or woman in the town who holds some position of power and some sway and you know, basically wields this authority over people.
So that what is happening in Highland Park is they have pulled, the electric company has removed approximately 1,400 of the streetlights there. And the reason is because the city of Highland Park has decided that they're not paying. That, you know, they can't. They've got $4 million in unpaid bills just to the electric company. Just to the electric company.
You mentioned, of course, they didn't cut back on what they paid the police. But, of course, the police are going to respond if they stop getting paychecks, whereas the electric company doesn't have guns and the ability to use violence at will and random.
Wait, did you say the police will continue to respond without a paycheck?
No, I said the police would respond to the lack of paycheck.
Right.
Far quicker, I think, and more succinctly.
Right, they're
going to
protest. They've got their union.
Exactly.
And all that. Yeah, probably the electric company thought that they were going to get paid at some point. Oh, you know, it's tough times for the city of Highland Park, so we'll keep giving them service, and we'll just hope that they start paying us at some point.
Or some bailout, yeah.
But then 4 or 5 years later, nothing. And so I'm actually the question we were wondering about earlier was, are they actually pulling the light poles out?
Right.
And from the video that I'm looking at here on YouTube, the answer appears to be yes. I don't want to jump to a total conclusion here. It's an 8 minute. Yep.
They pulled the hole?
They are pulling entire light poles out.
That's right. That's how you deal with this situation. You say, city, look at, you got no light poles.
Right. They got nothing now. And I'm sure what they're going to do with those is either stick them in a warehouse or sell them off to some other power company that's doing an install.
There
somewhere.
You go. Now, like I said, China would be great. China's building cities still. I don't know why, because no one lives in the cities. But regardless, don't think about
them.
Sell it to them. They'll put the light poles up. They'll be made in America. The Chinese will love it.
According to the story here, people are, you know, the crime is already on the rise. The business owner having an air conditioner stolen off his roof pretty much right after the light was taken. The businessman claimed the Highland Park police officer he spoke to after the robbery tried to use the opportunity to make a few extra bucks. He said he contacted me after about a week after my air conditioner was stolen and told me he'd make sure my place didn't get broken into if I paid him $650 every 2 weeks.
Wow. Who was this?
A cop.
A cop? Really? Wow, that's protection right there, man.
The business owner gets it right. He says that's like paying protection to the mafia.
He already paid the protection in his property taxes.
Well, if he wants real protection, he's going to apparently pay this police officer $650 every 2 weeks.
See, private protection rackets, that's the way to go. Why not? Why doesn't he just find someone else that can provide it to him for, like, you know, whatever amount, that less than this cop?
$400.
Well, then again, $650 every 2 weeks, that's not too bad.
For security?
Yeah,
no,
I think so.
I doubt that guy's going to be walking a beat around his place.
I don't know. If something happens, I'd be like going to this cop going, hey, you know, something happened here. You got to make it right.
Right. Although the mayor has denied the crime rate is up. City school board secretary said that at least 3 schools were broken into right after the lights were removed. Thankfully, DTE has agreed to put new lights in front of the schools, although they're not up yet. So, yeah.
It's for the kids.
Wow. Wow. So what's going on where you live? What kind of economic circumstances have the cities and state and county governments where you live been forced into by their inability to change, by their demands that they stay the same, that we must keep the status quo, nothing will change with us, our budgets will be the same, in fact, higher next year than they are this year. We're restricting ourselves by not increasing budgets by 5%, but only by 2%.
That's right.
Now, that's their idea of a cut, just so you know.
Yeah, they restrict the amount it grows. That's
correct.
That's a cut.
And that's just the kind of crazy governmental talk that you have to deal with when you listen to these people. If a politician says he wants to cut government, don't just take him at his word. That's probably what he means. Cut the growth. 1-855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here as we continue. By the way, housing prices in the Detroit area just... I don't know how long some of these things have been on the market here. That's another thing you can actually get off of Zillow is the amount on the market. There's one that's been there. Let's see. They want $80,000. No wonder it's been on there so long. 395 days, so over a year. And it's like that around here, by the way. The prices are much higher in Keene. But there are some houses that have been on the market here for... There's one down the street from me that's been on the market for 3 years. And it's dropped...
It's going to stay there, I think.
It's dropped $50,000 since they put it on the market. So it's a good time for buyers, but then again, one could say that buyers might have a better time in another year if they just keep waiting. Commercial properties are supposed to be going next as well as far as prices dropping off the radar. And by the way, here, commercial property taxes have been going up.
Yeah, they jacked the commercial property owners real good this time around.
And what do you know? One of the restaurants is going out of business now. Their lease is up. It's a major chain in the Northeast called the 99. They've been here ever since I've been here in Keene. And basically, you know, it's one of those business leases, so they take them in five-year terms. And these guys are just saying, yeah, we're just not coming back. It's not because they're empty. I was in there the other night having dinner for the last time at this restaurant. They were busy. I've never seen that place not have clients in it. So it's not like they don't have business. It's just that they've determined that it's just not worth it. It's not worth it to do business in Keene because likely the rent's too high.
Yep.
And there are other places here in town where there's this thing that was kind of like a little mini mall. I know some people say it's not a mall, but it's got a food court and it's got bathrooms. It's all indoors. It's got bathrooms.
Okay.
It technically qualifies as a mall. It's like this two-story former mill. And when I moved here 5 years ago, it was relatively busy. There were stores all throughout it. Maybe one or two empty locations in there. Now the entire second floor is pretty much wiped out, and there's maybe three or four businesses left in the whole place.
Wow, I haven't been in there in a while.
Yeah, well, there
it's
you go.
That bad. Right? Well, yeah, I guess the market determined that I didn't need to go in there for whatever I was going to purchase.
Yeah, exactly. So there's like a video game store, a bookstore that has reduced its square footage. The bookstore moved to a smaller location in the same building, and there's one restaurant, two restaurants, and that's it.
Sad times.
And there's another building right next to it, another commercial property that is mostly empty. There's more empty spaces than rented spaces. And they're still raising rents? They're raising property taxes? It's not going
to
help.
They have less people paying. They need to.
1-855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can bring up what you want as the economy spirals down. This is Free Talk Live.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from thesurvivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. Thesurvivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with thesurvivalzone.com.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 1-855-453. That's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And JJ.
We invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there, Free. The Shrine of Female Listeners is one of those features. You can see the lovely ladies that have sent in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com. We'll take you there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Now, have you ever been the victim of an injustice and decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? I can say that I have. Jurisdictionary.com is the course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. And until you know those rules, you're going to be fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. You can visit jurisdictionary.com, download their free tools like their tips and tactics newsletters, free legal dictionary, free videos, and buy their course. Of course, that's jurisdictionary.com. Use their pull-down menu and select Free Talk Live so they know that you heard it here. jurisdictionary.com. Since we're talking about cops, you've got a story.
That's right. I've got a story.
New York.
Yeah, NewYorkDailyNews.com. We fabricated drug charges against innocent people to meet arrest quotas, former detective testified.
I used to know a former New York detective, and one of the things he testified to me was that every one of them was corrupt. Every cop in New York that he knew was in some way, shape, or form corrupted.
I can actually see that, because they all work for the state, and the state is a corrupt organization. A former NYPD narcotic detective snared in a corruption scandal testified it was common practice to fabricate drug charges against innocent people to meet arrest quotas. The bombshell testimony from Stefan Anderson is the first public account of the twisted culture behind the false arrests in Brooklyn South and Queens narc squads, which led to the arrests of 8 cops and a massive shakeup.
Wow.
Anderson testifying under a cooperation agreement with prosecutors was busted for planting cocaine, a practice known as flaking, on 4 men in a Queens bar in 2008 to help out a fellow cop, Henry Tavares, whose buy and bust activity had been low. Tavares was worried about getting sent back to patrol and, you know, the supervisors getting on his case, quote, he recounted at the corruption trial of Brooklyn South narcotics detective Jason Arbeny, I think something like that. I had decided to give him, Tavares, the drugs to help him out so that he could say he had a buy, Anderson testified last week in a Brooklyn Supreme Court. He made clear he wasn't about to pass off the 2 legit arrests he had made in the bar to Tavares. As a detective, you still have a number to reach while you are in the narcotics division, he said. NYPD officials did not respond to a request for comment.
Right, so it's just such a crazy situation where the idea is, well, as long as you've got people that you're arresting, you must be helping, right? You must be doing a good thing. And no, clearly the incentive becomes to arrest people because that's what you're asking them to do.
That's right, because the paperwork or the quotas or whatever your boss demands, that's what needs to be met. It's not the law. It's not doing the right thing. It's not saving and protecting people. At this point, your job is simply a numbers game, and you have to make those numbers look good for your supervisor.
That's sick. It's the same thing that prosecutors do. You know, they want to have numbers, too. They want to have a whole bunch of convictions so they convict innocent people left and right. In this case, not only are they convicting innocent people in the courtroom, but they're the innocent people are being set up by the police in the first place.
Yes, and the story goes on. Anderson worked in the Queens and Brooklyn South narcotics squads and was called to stand at Arbeny's bench trial to show the illegal conduct wasn't limited to a single squad. Quote, did you observe with some frequency this practice, which is taking someone who was seemingly not guilty of a crime and laying the drugs on them? Quote, Justice Gustin Rybak asked Anderson. Yes, multiple times, he replied. The judge pressed Anderson on whether he had ever gave thought to the damage he was being inflicted on the innocent. It was something I was seeing a lot of, whether it was from supervisor or undercovers and even investigators, he said. It's almost like you have no emotion with it. That they
wow.
Attach
wow.
That's right. Here's his quote. Quote, it's almost like you have no emotion with it. That they attach the bodies to it. They're going to be out of jail tomorrow anyway. Nothing is going to happen to them anyway, quote.
What?
They think that this is
with
a non-thing.
With cocaine possession?
Right. They're going to be out of jail tomorrow. No, Ian, don't worry about it. Listen, this is not a felony. Listen, it might be a felony conviction, but it's just numbers.
We're just moving bodies around. What's the big deal?
Yep.
Man, how disconnected can you be? How can someone like a police officer not understand what they're doing to people? How can you not empathize with the victims in these cases and say to yourself, because I know a lot of these cops probably think of themselves as good people.
Well, I think they think of themselves as good cops.
Yeah.
And cops aren't necessarily people. There's a human being in a cop's uniform. Yes, that's true. But this human being takes on the form of words on paper and procedure words on paper and then takes these words and makes them action and holds people accountable. And that's the problem.
And turns
right
off
there.
His empathy
yes.
at the same time.
Exactly.
You have to be insulated from any kind of ability to empathize, to feel as the person you're dealing with is feeling in order to do something like this, to be so dishonest as to plant drugs on somebody who didn't have drugs in the first place and then take that person into a cage. Like the level of sickness there is almost indescribable.
Indeed. The story ends here. The city paid $300,000 to settle a false arrest suit by Jose Colon and his brother Maximo, who were falsely arrested by Anderson and Tavares. A surveillance tape inside the bar showed that they had been framed. A federal judge presiding over the suit said the NYPD is plagued by widespread falsification by arresting officers.
So a couple guys managed to get out of it because there happened to be video footage.
That's right.
Proving that they were innocent. Otherwise, you're dealing with the same old story of the cop's word versus the person's word. Who's going to believe on a jury, unfortunately, the person. They're not going to believe the individual who's been arrested because, well, they've been arrested. They must be a criminal, and the police are, they're angels. So, therefore, we'll believe whatever the cops tell us. That's just how it goes in these courtrooms.
Yet, once again, video saves the day. And, again, it just shows you that this is why the police don't like cameras. This is why the police react so violently in cases.
Because the cameras show the tip of the iceberg. That's all cameras show, and we've said this for years on Free Talk Live, is that examples like this where cops get caught red-handed doing something, you have to ask yourself, how often is this going on? This cop says all over the place.
Yep.
This cop says this is standard operating procedure for these police.
Yep. And I think anybody in New York who's arrested with this sort of lawsuit definitely needs to see about using this sort of case as precedents to get out of whatever the problems they're in. Don't take the plea deal. Mm-hmm. Once again, don't take that plea deal that they're going to offer you, because that's what their game is. They're going to plant drugs on you, and then they're going to try to get you to take this plea deal in which they bump it down to a misdemeanor,
right,
and you
which
only have to pay $600 fine.
They did that to the guys left and right in the prison, or the jail that I was in. They were coming in there for selling a bag of pot to somebody at a college campus, in there for 4 to 6 months, pleaded down from a felony to a misdemeanor. And who can blame anybody for that? No one wants to be a felon. Because being a felon means you're screwed hardcore for the rest of your life. Let's go to Rich. He's listening in Tennessee. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and JJ.
Hey, sorry, guys. I was on another call and I just came back.
Here you are. Go ahead, sir.
But I heard you say my name briefly. Hey, I want to ask you, I'm pretty clear on the foreign policy and a lot of other issues with the libertarian side of things, but how does it work where, monopolies begin? And I mean, I consider myself a libertarian, but how do we deal with that issue of companies colluding and, like the banks do, basically? What would be the answer from a free market perspective?
Great question. So what you want to look at is how it is that monopolies happen in the first place. And in the current world that we occupy, and I'll tell you what, I'll bring it back here. We can continue this discussion in a moment. In the current world that we occupy, monopolies are granted. So, like the power company?
Yep.
That's a government-granted monopoly. You can't just go out and create a power company and start running lines. You've got to have the government to give you approval for that. A lot of cases, like the cable company, these sort of one-size-fits-all phone providers, these are monopolies allowed by government. So how would the free market change that? There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Get in the zone!
Turn a blind eye to your windshield wipers, and you could be driving blind. That's why it's a great rule of thumb to replace your wipers every 6 months to ensure clear, safe visibility. Right now at AutoZone, buy one Duralast FlexBlade wiper with advanced wiper technology for superior all-weather performance, and get the second one half off. See store for restrictions and details. Get the visibility you need with Duralast FlexBlade wipers only at AutoZone, where parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything. Dial in toll free at 1-855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And JJ.
And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features there. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Head over to shop.freetalklive.com. And that's where you can help Free Talk Live by going to Amazon. There's Amazon links there for different countries. You click into the right Amazon link for you and get your shopping taken care of. Order whatever it is you're looking for, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price, whether it's brand new or used. You sell used stuff through you can buy used stuff and sell things through Amazon. So whenever you're buying through Amazon, go through shop.freetalklive.com. Just make that your habit, and it'll just be your regular Amazon experience. Just Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Rich in Tennessee, Rich, you're back on Free Talk Live now. You had asked a question, and it's a good question, about monopolies. A lot of people are concerned, especially if you go out to like an Occupy protest.
That's right.
People there, not fans of Monopoly, and for good reason. Monopolies are terrible. Are you still with us, Rich?
Yes, I'm still with you. Thanks.
So we're looking at the question of monopolies in a free market as compared to today. And the important thing to remember is that today the reason we have monopolies is because of governmental protections. It's also the reason why we have successful cartels. Like, for instance, you mentioned collusion earlier. In some industries, businesses, there are so few of them, they can combine essentially and, you know, basically set prices at a certain level and collude, so to speak, to jack people around.
Well, we have the OPEC, which the last letter of OPEC stands for cartel. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So
right. So basically, as long as the government is there to prevent new upstarts and innovators, people who want to try their hand at a particular industry from jumping in and competing, you've essentially got a closed marketplace. So you can't just go and open up another, protection service. You can't go and open up another power company. You can't go, there are a lot of things you just can't do, or else men with guns are going to come and stop you from doing it. So essentially, it's the government that creates monopolies by granting favors. The people in government grant favors, political favors, to the people that they know, the people in business that they know, and protect them from any real significant competition. Because if your only competition is the same guy that's been across town for the last 60 years, odds are good neither of you are going to do any real innovating because, you've been around for a while and everybody's comfy. He's got his clients, you've got your clients, yeah, there's no real reason to really do any significant R&D and development and put something on the line and take a risk, whereas a new upstart is going to be taking a total risk because they're starting with zero. They've got no clients. They've got to have a totally new business plan and new ideas. So my point is basically that in the absence of the government and their protection, their violent protection services that they offer to people in business, then you would have a true free market where anyone would be free to compete with any perceived monopoly or big business provider at any time that they wanted to. They wouldn't have to ask permission. They just have to, rent their facilities or buy their facilities and get started.
Well, also in a truly free market, a company that's perceived as a monopoly is usually going to be there because people are really like the product or service they provide. Because if people have a choice, if there's market opportunity, if people can start a new business to compete with this company that has such a bad reputation and has boycotts against it, they're going to probably find a lot of support. But what we have now in this regulated market structure is it's so difficult to get a new upstart going in so many fields because of the regulations and all the tax loopholes you have to jump through or hoops on fire or whatever you want to call it, and all the regulations you have to meet for your employees. And then, of course, it gets into your facility. And if you're providing food, well, then there's a health code. And then there's, fire prevention, inspections, and all kinds of different sort of issues that you have to deal with that the state has basically made it difficult.
Well, each one of those points you mentioned is the point at which they can just stop you dead in your tracks.
Yes.
And so, therefore, protect the existing businesses. So does that make sense to you, Rich?
It does, and thank you so much for answering that question. And it's really the illusion that people have. They think that, monopolies are bad, but actually people, they could do that, but then all these other companies, they are bad, but the thing is, be able to stomp them out a whole lot easier by having the free market allowed to come and compete with against them, and the fact that they could lower their prices or give other benefits would outdo that every time.
Yeah, so the only way a monopoly can truly exist is with the coercion of the state backing it up.
And that also includes intellectual property, too. There's a lot of people...
There's a monopoly on ideas, basically.
Right, exactly, where you can have this idea that... Right, maybe it's simple and anybody could have thought it out, but once you patent it, you can decide who can produce that product or service and who can't.
And that actually really hurts development of products because, and thanks, Rich, for the call, because in the absence of those patents and copyrights and things like that, you could have a much more robust level of competition in those areas.
Definitely. It would definitely come down to product and service instead of, well, I can get this one item through this one company, or I can get a competing item that's really not the same from this company. And you're basically left with, the left-right scenario.
And the manufacturers have to really hustle if they are in a, non-intellectual property situation where they know that as soon as they release something, it's going to be reverse-engineered, resold as some other property. So they know they've got to come up with the next and best, the next best thing and the next greatest thing shortly after that to keep their reputation up.
And I think it's not only the product that they're coming up with, but I think what you're going to see in a truly free market in which IP does not exist, I think you're going to see a much better level of service support and just additional benefits. Like instead of just buying a cell phone and getting your cell phone service, maybe they'll offer like car service. If you're out on the street and your car breaks down, you can use your cell phone provided car service instead of AAA to get some help or a tow or some. There'll be much more inner workings because people are going to want to sell you something that you can buy anywhere. But you're going to have to decide, do I want to buy it from this person because of the service they provide or because of the price or the convenience? So there's going to be a lot more options in the marketplace.
Choices are good. Let's go to – that's one of the things the market is great at providing. When it's free, in the absence of that freedom, then your choices are severely restricted and you end up with what we have today, with these big corporate rulers that are so tied in and in bed with the government that there's no chance that you can compete with them at any significant level. And then you get people in the streets angry about corporations when they really should be angry that corporations are essentially an extension of the government and are teamed up with the government so they can all rule, they can all of them in tandem, this kind of oligarchical situation, rule over us. So if you want to get rid of corporations, you have to get rid of the corporation that creates the corporations, which is the state. And, of course, they're all just ideas. The state doesn't really exist.
It's
just something that people believe in.
Yep.
Let's go to Mark in Brazil. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey.
I wanted to talk about, there was a podcast I listened to the other night about a guy talking with his dad about if you move some place, that means you implicitly consent to all the laws in that place.
Yeah, and if you move to a place that you somehow agree to a magical social contract. Go ahead.
Right. And I wanted just to provide a couple of thoughts on that. You know, one is that point of view is very singular in terms of how to look at your decisions. That if what you use to decide as to where you're going to go is merely a function of the laws in that place, and in fact, obviously, there are lots of other motivating factors that are taken into consideration. And the very simple example I would give is, let's say that you have your sick mother that you want to take care of, and she lives in another state. You're moving there to take care of your sick mother, not because those are the laws that you want to go and accept.
No one moves because of the laws. I mean, for the most part, if people move because of laws, it's because they're leaving bad laws. Like they, you know, their taxes have gone too high, things have gone a little bit crazy with the system, and so they feel the pressure because of the bad laws, and then they just try to find a place where those laws don't exist. But that doesn't mean they've read all the laws there and are completely apprised of what they are.
Yeah. The other example I like to give is, like, imagine one of these guys, what if they're operating one of those help hotlines, and a lady calls up who's like, she's being battered at home, right? Her kids she takes care of, but she's married some guy who's a jerk, and he beats her, and she's calling in asking for help. The response from that status guy would be, well, you married him, right? You've consented to that behavior, and you're staying in the house. You consent to being beaten. And
yeah, I mean, there's five other houses with angry men in them that you could move to. Why don't you just move to one of those?
Even more importantly, the person is obviously she's not there because that's what she's consenting to. She's there because maybe she has no other options, or maybe she's very concerned about her kids and can't do anything about them.
So right, maybe she feels like she's afraid to leave.
Exactly. So she's there staying for kids. She's not consenting to the beating. So this argument is like, oh, you move to that place, set those laws. I think that there are a lot of holes in it. That if you think about all the other big factors, it's not so simple.
I think what you'll find is people will move to a new place for laws only when they really think about business aspects. Mm. If someone's just moving to a place to be a W-2 wage slave type worker, they're not really going to consider that except for maybe your income tax and sort of things like that. But if you're a business owner, when you move to an area, you want to think about property taxes, you want to think about your tax rate, you want to think about a lot of different regulations. So maybe that's more of the mindset.
Mark, great points tonight. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. All the way from Brazil. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hour 3 is up next. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.